fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. We're coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 21st day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Okay, prepper tip of the day. It is wintertime, not officially by the calendar, but in many parts of the country, I say it's wintertime, late fall. So your prepper tip of the day is to make sure you clean and treat your winter foot gear. If assuming your winter foot gear is leather and as opposed to rubber or some kind of fabric, you're going to want to use Snow Seal. There's other preparations that are good. I've been using Snow Seal for basically 40 plus years. It's S-N-O. There's no W. S-N-O Seal. Snow Seal. Make sure the boots are clean, that you've got all the mud away from the stitching, especially. You don't want to seal in mud, and they're thoroughly dried out. You don't want to force dry the boots. They need to be dried at moderate temperatures, not too close to a hot furnace or a hot stove of some kind. That's bad for the leather also. So you take your clean, dry boots, and they should be warm and not cold, but just room temperature at least. And Snow Seal needs to be warmed up to where it's not quite liquid. And I like to use a toothbrush to work it down good into the welt of the boot. That's where the sole is sewn onto the top of the boot. And all the stitching, I work it in real good with an old toothbrush. And then, of course, the Snow Seal goes all over the leather itself. Be sure to take out the the boot laces, by the way. They need to be cleaned also, and you really can't properly clean and treat the boots with the shoelaces in, the boot laces in. Well, you simply can't get at everything. And that's your prepper tip of the day. We will not have a live broadcast here at Republic Broadcasting either Thursday or Friday. So I'm going to announce my Black Friday sale this morning. Begins Thursday. The Black Friday sale begins Thursday for energy cleaners and mattress pads, and goes until midnight Monday the 27th. And this is the Black Friday sale beginning Wednesday. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. If you're mailing a check, be sure it's postmarked before midnight, the 27th. And that's going to be the Black Friday sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads. We have open lines here this first hour at 800-592-9500-313-9443. Takes a moment to talk about an article. I wrote a commentary and had it posted yesterday. Well, it looks like we do have a live show Friday. I apologize. No live show Thursday. Got a live show Friday. Scroll down the left-hand side of my website, just below the domes, I think it is. Let's see. No, it's a couple of articles below the domes there. And it says, ICE agent committing suicide. Here's what I wrote. I write this note in November 2017. The article concerns an event, ICE agent committing suicide, that took place in May of 2016 and the note he left behind. Reading this article again, I'm reminded why this article had such an impact on me. My personal connection is about a paragraph in this article, that paragraph being the one that mentions murdering all U.S. penitentiary prisoners. Note I say murder because execution denotes a court-ordered death followed by a conviction, following a conviction and all appeals being exhausted. In the late 1990s, a friend of mine was convicted in a matter involving the Internal Revenue Service. He received a one-year sentence to be served at the U.S. Penitentiary at Marion, Illinois. I visited him on a number of occasions. This facility has two parts. The first part, minimum security, also known as a camp. Now, this side has no walls or fence. If a prisoner wants to escape, all he needs to do is walk away. Two, the medium security side. This is the real prison with all the modern ways of keeping a man from escaping one could ever dream of. At that time, the celebrity prisoner on the medium security side was Mr. John Gotti. The inmates of the campsite all had various jobs. During one of my visits, my friend told me the following. John, they now have me working on the maximum security side. I replied, really? I replied, really? What do they have you doing? He replied, they have me in the ventilation ductwork running quarter-inch copper tubing with a main line running through all the ductwork and an individual line branching off at each cell, terminating just before the vent to each cell. He and I then discussed why this was being done. Neither he nor I could reach any conclusion other than the purpose being to murder all the prisoners. I have a private, reliable source stating that the Missouri prison system has also installed the same equipment in their prisons. It's no leap in logic to suspect that similar equipment is in most of the other 49 states' prison systems. Now, back to the ICE article. I urge everyone to read this article, then read it again. Be advised, these plans have been in motion for decades, spanning both Republican and Democratic administrations. In my heart, I know that one man, that being Donald Trump, probably will not be able to stop these decades-old plans. I would dearly like to believe that he could. My best hope is that he may slow down these matters, giving all of us a bit more time for both a normal life and to prepare for what's inevitable. That's followed by the article itself. Now, the source of this article doesn't have the best reputation for good journalism on one hand. On the other, I know a source being something called Superstation 95. It's not a radio station. It's a website. And information contained here does give some citations to real documents that really do exist, such as executive orders, Homeland Security order, and so forth. That's why I think this is so important, because of the veracity of the citations, knowing the fact that these are real executive orders, that they have attempted to, and they have, in fact, not attempted, but they've recruited pastors and priests to be part of this, and so forth. So I believe everybody, I'm urging everybody, I should say, to read this article, read my commentary, incorporate this knowledge into your own base of knowledge, and make whatever plans you deem appropriate as you build your base of knowledge. Well, we got the holidays coming up here, most people will be enjoying a Thanksgiving dinner with friends and loved ones. I hope. I know that locally here we had one of the local churches, actually several churches participated in putting together a meal for folks that were going to be alone this coming Thursday, day after tomorrow, a nice Thanksgiving meal for them at one of the local churches. I'll be enjoying Thanksgiving meals with my family Thursday and Friday, and I hope you will be also. It's a wonderful time of year for most of us. It's a time of, for many people who are shut-ins or live alone, it can be a bad time. The people who study these matters say that depression runs its highest during the holiday season, which doesn't surprise me. A friend of mine, he's a avowed atheist, and he takes his family downtown St. Louis and helps serve meals to homeless men and women who would not have a good meal otherwise. A time to reflect. A lot of people pause for reflection, especially as we get closer to the first of the year, that all the media outlets talk about people's New Year's resolutions. They like to summarize the people, the celebrities who died over the past year, make all those announcements. It's also, and something I should mention, that week between Christmas and New Year's. I've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. Those several days, that week or so, is the state of lowest preparedness for all federal, state, local agencies, military, and so forth. Granted, all these posts are manned, local, state, federal, police, and military on one hand. But who are they manned by? Typically, they're manned by the youngest, least experienced men and women who don't have enough seniority to get that time off, because most of the senior men and women with the most experience don't go to work between Christmas and New Year's. So and this is no secret, of course, anybody who knows the United States and our culture, they know that one of the best times to stage an attack on the United States of America is that week between Christmas and New Year's, because of the low state of readiness that we have in this country. Thus far, it hasn't happened on one hand. On the other, I believe people should be aware of this and take their own personal precautions to deal with the possibility of that happening, what I call prudent preparations. That'd be pretty smart, wouldn't it? We're having a mild late fall here in south central Missouri, running low 30s in the evening and very pleasant 55, 60 degrees in the daytime. Sunday morning was kind of strange. Woke up, it was 70 degrees, which at 6 a.m., 70 degrees in the third week of November is a bit strange, to say the least, because there's a lot of days in July and August where it's not 70 degrees first thing in the morning. So it was strange. And then by before noon, the temperature drops about 20 degrees. Very unusual day. Cold front coming through here. Preparedness is my mantra. Has been for decades. It has been for decades. Never thought much about it before my daughter was born. Being a healthy young male with combat experience in Vietnam and Special Forces. That all changed the day my daughter was born. And I held out my little finger for her right hand to grab. And she did grab it. I guess it's probably some kind of automatic response that if something falls into your little hand when you're 10 minutes old, that you grasp it. It sent an electric shock through me. I mean, literally, it was an amazing experience to have this precious human being that was completely helpless, completely dependent on her parents for her very survival, to grasp my finger at that moment, just minutes after she was born. And that was the moment, that was the moment when I decided that this child was going to be safe and secure no matter what, and I was going to make sure of it. Now that feeling has transferred to my grandchildren. I still feel the same way about my daughter, but she's a healthy adult female and pretty self-sufficient. Grandchildren, well, the one now is a college athlete, just turned 21. He doesn't need grandpa to protect him anymore. The twins, as we call them, the boy and the girl, I believe they're 12. I hope I'm not wrong there. They're still pretty young and still dependent on adults for their safety and protection. But that's the responsibility I feel towards my family. And I know most of you feel the same way towards your family. I get calls. I do private consultations, by the way. And many of the consultation clients I have, they express their anguish over adult children that don't want to hear about being prepared. Parents that don't want to hear about being prepared. Spouses that don't want to hear about being prepared. When I tell these people, when it comes to their spouse, by the way, or their adult children, you go ahead and prepare the place where they will have a safe haven. And when a time comes, people don't want to hear about it now, they will expect you to take care of them, especially the spouse. Usually the conflict between spouses involves family resources, two things, time and money. They look at spending time and money as a waste of family resources that could be better spent on other things. It's a tough place to be. It is. It happens frequently. I've never noticed a particular breakdown of male or female. It seems to be more or less evenly split, male and female, as to which spouse wants to prepare and which spouse thinks it's a waste of time and money. Certainly, truly a blessing when both spouses are on board. That certainly eliminates some very complicated decision-making, things to deal with. So do what you got to do. That's what it comes down to. Even if the spouse is not on board with you, do what you got to do. That spouse who doesn't want to hear about it, thinks it's a waste of time and money, thinks you're a little bit loopy, crazy. When the time comes, that same spouse is going to expect you to be there for them with all you've done, ready to go. They will. You can count on it. Here's our break. We hope to have Sky Huddleston with us for a few minutes to talk about the rocket heater after the break. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left hand. I'm here. I didn't hear any music. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My spot was running and it just stopped. I didn't hear any music, so here we are. All right. Well, my friend Sky Huddleston, he manufactures the rocket heater. This is cutting-edge technology. Human beings have been heating with wood for we don't know how long, many thousands of years. But well, modern technology
existed.
Yeah, pretty much, Sky. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, the rocket stove. There on the right side of my homepage, the rocket stove, and there's a photograph of me standing next to a rocket stove, and right there at your little factory you've got there in Sullivan, Missouri, the rocket stove with the pellet hopper attached to it.
Yep.
So last week when we talked, Sky, you were you were fabricating a new batch of rocket heaters. Where does that stand right now?
Oh, we got half of them done.
All right.
We're getting ready to finish up the other half, so we have five of them painted and ready to go.
Okay. So if a person places an order, you got rocket heaters in stock and ready for immediate shipment. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely true.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very cost-effective way to heat your home using either sticks or wood pellets. Normal firewood won't fit in a rocket heater. The firebox is about as big as six packs of cigarettes. And that's a good thing because scrap wood that normally would get thrown away or burned in the yard can be used to heat your home. Or, of course, the wood pellets, which come in, is it 40-pound bags?
Yes.
All right. So you can use either one. and heat your home. Be very nice and warm and cozy, and do so in a very cost-effective manner. So let's see here. The rocket heater is $1,800, which includes shipping, and that includes the pellet hopper also, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You get everything. You get the pellet hopper, you get the outside air into the adapter, you get the heater, and it's all shipped to your door via a lift gate and a big truck, and that's that. One thing I'll say about the rocket heater, no other wood stove can do this just about. You can burn softwoods in it and agricultural waste without creosote issue because it burns so clean and thoroughly and efficiently. So your options really open up. And then, like you said, you could burn sagebrush or twigs or sticks or waste. And these are the things that you'll never have to compete with other people for. Everyone's, you know, if ever there's a major power outage, everyone's going to be competing for the logs. And
right.
Rapid deforestation may occur, but you're never going to compete for fuel with this.
Right, right, because literally, and when I say sticks and twigs, it's not a flippant statement. It's an accurate statement. Plus, got a nice big flat top there where you can heat some water up or cook some soup or heat up some chili right there on top of the heater, right?
Oh, yeah, it makes for an excellent alternative cooking source. I actually had a customer that he hooked it up outside and melted lead with it and casted bullets using the heat from it.
Right, right. Well, I doubt we'd have very many people do that because most of these are going to be indoor installations, and I don't believe you want to be melting lead indoors.
Yeah, I would recommend against that. I'm just emphasizing
right.
on heat output.
Right, right. Well, the heat output is phenomenal. And plus, with a pellet hopper, you can fill up the pellet hopper, go to bed, and wake up and still have a nice, warm, cozy home there because of you can get a 10-hour burn with the pellet hopper filled up with wood pellets. Right, Scott? Right, Sky?
That's right. That's right. Now, speaking of the pellet hopper, and we've had other customers experiment and report success to us in burning wood chips. And relatively soon, I'd like to fire up my wood chipper and see if that works. Because if you could just throw your sagebrush and your yard waste into a wood chipper and then put that in the pellet hopper and it'll run for 12 hours, you have the penultimate heating system.
Well, I'd make sure the wood chips are very dry because if they were moist, they would clump together and not feed properly, I would think. So they need to be sure that the wood chips are just absolutely dry. So they would feed through there properly.
The best
not
way
clump
to ensure
up.
The wood chips are dry is to put dry sticks in the chipper.
Okay. Well, that's certainly the best way. But many times I see these, in fact, there's communities that have free wood chips for their citizens that want to pick them up and use them for mulch. But they're usually stored outside where they would get rained on. So the wood chips need to be dry. Well, Sky, it's good to know that you've got the rocket heaters in stock and ready for immediate shipment. And they're on my website here, ladies and gentlemen, ready for you to make your purchase, get the rocket heater installed. It's a simple installation. People that have handyman skills can get them installed themselves or do have a professional to make sure it's done properly and safely. Right, Sky?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It installs like any other wood stove, so you can just go to the hardware store and get the parts you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the wood pellets are relatively inexpensive, and the more you buy, if you get them a pallet at a time, they get a little bit cheaper, don't they?
Sometimes, yeah, typically. It's considerably cheaper than propane. Fuel pellets beat every other fuel, hands down, in terms of cost per BTU, except natural gas.
Right, right. Natural gas being a waste product that they managed to figure out a way to sell that and make money on about a century ago, or actually a little more than a century ago. Well, that's great, Sky. We appreciate the update, and we look forward to talking
Thanks
to you next
week.
Thanks
for having me on.
Okay. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll have open lines after the break at 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of November. Quick reminder, on my website, on the right-hand side, field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. People have been bugging me for years. John, when's it going to happen? It could be any number of things, right? Financial collapse, World War III, violent earth changes. Well, I got a response, and the response is right there. Field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. You pick your own scenario, or several if you like. There's 5 listed there. You can even come up with 6 or 7 if you want. And then you start preparing. Basically, 13 months until December 31st, 2018. So there you go. Also, my website, our energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I wake up in the morning pain-free, ready to go get them. You can also. My Black Friday sale begins Thursday and goes through midnight Monday. It's Monday the 27th, $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Here's why this works. I can't change my automated system for a couple of days. It's just too much of a administrative burden. Is not going to happen. So when you place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, you'll pay full price, when you make your order, then I manually refund the Black Friday sale difference. So that's the way this works. So the Black Friday sale begins Thursday, like I said, goes till midnight Monday. If you're mailing a check, be sure it's postmarked before Tuesday, the 28th, and you can get your energy cleaner $25 off and mattress pads 10% off. We have a caller on hold here. That would be Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning, John. For you, I'm here at Adelaide and Highway 70, the near north side, where Newt Gingrich said on Fox News about a month ago, this is worse than any place in the Mideast, and I think that's probably right.
Newt Gingrich said that a month ago?
On Fox. He said,
really?
There is no place, yeah, he said there is no place in the Mideast worse than St. Louis's near north side. That's, yeah. I almost fell out of the chair. I was like, "Wow, that's quite a shock."
I wonder if has he been there.
I don't know why you would. I mean,
I said, has Newt Gingrich been to North St. Louis? Do you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. Why in the world would you? I mean, I'm sure he was heavily. I'm sure he had plenty of security. If he did, I can't imagine why he would be there. You know, that's I don't know what his business would be.
Well, I don't know.
I
don't know, yeah, but go ahead. You got some
what? I got these cloistered nuns right here that I am supposed to stop and see from time to time. What I actually wanted to say was I wanted to make a quick comment about the energy cleaner, something that wasn't really addressed. And the rock stove. What you can look at the pictures. Now, I saw the Huddleston's ad in Mother Earth News the other day, and of course, it looks just about like the picture on your website. But what is, I own a rocket stove, and I want everybody to be comfortable with the fact that this is not some caveman-looking device. This is a sleek, clean, well-engineered, and perfectly manufactured piece of equipment. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of workmanship, and yeah, I love looking at expensive, any kind of machinery, really, and I like to look at the quality of the welds and all that. These guys, their work just knocks me out. I look at this stuff, and their welds look like they were done with a butter knife. I mean, they are so beautiful and clean. And the thing is so well-designed. They got a boilerplate down by the firebox. This thing would probably last a lifetime. And it's not...
It's heavy steel. It's heavy steel, right.
Oh, yeah. And it's basically got a relatively little footprint. It's not one of these things that it's going to greet you at the front door. I mean, it's probably 4 feet high, maybe 4.5. But it probably stands in 4 square feet. Or something along those lines.
That's about right. About 4 square feet. Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, but I want people to realize or to be comfortable with the fact that this is actually, I mean, depending on your idea of beauty, this is actually a very beautiful piece of equipment. So I just wanted to, that didn't come up, and you can't see it in the pictures, but I think in all fairness, I think somebody should bring that up. So I'm
all right. Okay.
All right. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to all you guys out there.
Rick, thank you. We appreciate the call, sir. All right. Okay, the call number is 800-313-9443. Wintertime. The majority of us live lives where being outdoors in wintertime is something we don't do a whole lot for work or recreation. Now, where I am here is the same distance from the North Pole as Korea is. And in fact, most Army forts have a nickname. The nickname for Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, which is about a little over an hour drive from me, is Little Korea. And the climate closely duplicates the climate of Korea. Maybe not so much now as in the past, as far as winter. The extreme cold weather can put you down pretty quick in terms of causing hypothermia and death. You need to take it seriously. I'm not a big fan of cold weather. I don't particularly enjoy it or like it, but I'll deal with it. In the Army, we had training where I had to be outdoors 24 hours a day for as long as 3 days when we had high temperatures of 10 above and low temperatures of 10 below. That was an experience where everything that we used during those days, we carried on our backs. There was no tent or shelter or anything like that other than what we could fabricate and carry on our back. And being in special forces, we didn't carry tents. We carried ponchos and sleeping bags, and that was it. My typical shelter in the bush is two ponchos, one for overhead cover and the other for a ground cloth. And that's it. It works pretty good for me. But you need to pay attention to a lot of things if you're going to be outdoors for more than a few minutes in extreme cold weather. We'll start with the feet. I like insulated leather boots. That's my preference. That's what I like. If I know I'm going to have my feet in water, I'm going to want rubber insulated boots. I try to make sure that doesn't happen. Good quality. Unfortunately, some of what used to be 35, 40 years ago, the quality boots are now made in China, and they don't have anywhere near the quality they did 40 years ago. You're not going to get, in my opinion, good quality winter foot gear from Walmart. I don't believe it's going to happen. If you do get winter foot gear from Walmart, it may last one season, maybe, if you're not too hard on it. Red Wing is a good brand. There's others. And just make sure it's a good brand. You can usually tell by the price, the quality of the foot gear. And, of course, one of my favorites to go with the foot gear is merino wool socks. Many people, maybe most, don't like wool because it's itchy and scratchy. That's where merino wool socks stand head and shoulders above most other wool because the fibers are much longer. And for most people, most of the time, there could be exceptions, they don't find be itchy or scratchy. I know I don't. My merino wool socks, I've got some that several packages never been opened, and several I've had cycling through the laundry for more than 10 years, and they're still very serviceable. Even the inexpensive ones that I get from Sportsman's Guide will last and last and last. When it comes to long underwear, you don't want cotton. Among men and women who spend a lot of time outdoors, cotton is known as, quote-unquote, the fabric of death. Don't buy cotton long underwear. Simply don't do it. There is merino wool underwear. There's other high-tech fabrics out there now that are very nice, but don't get cotton. Seriously. You'll regret it. Your outerwear, you want something that's going to keep the heat in, repel water. It's going to be different things for different people. If you're going to be doing work outdoors, don't think you can go to REI. I'm an REI member. They have great equipment for casual sporting purposes. You know, you want to go shopping where the ranchers and farmers and construction workers go to get their outdoor clothing. That's where you want to go for your trousers, jackets, hats, gloves. You know, what's sold at REI is high-quality recreational clothing and boots and hats and gloves meant for casual recreational use. It's not meant for doing work around a ranch or a farm or construction work. It simply isn't, and it won't hold up. The only possible exception might be headgear, because headgear typically doesn't take any punishment. But otherwise, I wouldn't get anything from a sporting goods company when it comes to footgear. trousers, jackets, gloves, and so forth. It all needs to be maintained. Now, let's talk about Gore-Tex a little bit. Gore-Tex is a wonderful fabric. In a long-term survival preparedness environment, however, you may find that when a Gore-Tex needs to be repaired, unless you've got special equipment to repair it, it can't be properly repaired. That's the downside of Gore-Tex, as wonderful as it is. And it is wonderful. It's a great fabric. It lets the moisture from your body out and keeps the rain from getting in. How good is that? And all this equipment needs to be maintained. The zippers, buttons, any little rips and tears need to be repaired before they become a big rip or a big tear. Shoelaces and bootlaces need to be, make sure that they're not getting worn out and frayed. I like to use parachute cord for bootlaces, by the way. I've been doing that for 40 years, and it works pretty good. I have to use a surgeon's knot instead of a regular bow knot, but that's okay. Not a big deal. Make sure that foot gear is in good repair. Whenever you get back from being out in the bush, clean it properly and check for any damage and make sure that damage is repaired, whether it's to the sole or to the upper, whatever it is. I like to use dye on my boots to put the dye in where the scratches are. If you're out being active, there's going to be scratches from rocks and so forth. And then treat it with a snow seal and do a finished coat of shoe polish, boot polish, on the boots. You do that, your boots will last for decades. Seriously, they will. They will last for decades. Gloves? Well, the gloves come and the gloves go. I generally get leather work gloves, the inexpensive ones. They're leather and canvas. Buy them by a six-pack, and you need to protect your hands. You need to protect your hands. And leather or leather canvas work gloves will do so. And I usually get the inexpensive ones most of the time. And if they get lost or damaged, it's no big deal. When you buy them in a six-pack from Harbor Freight, for example, I regard work gloves as an expendable item as opposed to dress gloves. Now, I have very nice leather dress gloves that I will use for years and years. But the work gloves, that's an expendable item. Make sure you're properly hydrated. Consuming alcohol will actually make you colder. You may get a slightly warm feeling initially, but long-term, alcohol actually makes you colder outdoors. It may seem counterintuitive, but that's the way it works. You're going to burn a lot of calories. You're doing any work or even recreation outdoors in the wintertime, you will be burning a lot of calories. So it's very important that you have plenty of calories that you're consuming, as well as staying properly hydrated and drink plenty of water. I like to put a quarter teaspoon of Himalayan sea salt per quart in my drinking water. It helps balance your electrolytes. The cost is insignificant. A pound of sea salt consumed at one quarter teaspoon at a time will last a really long time. But I do find that staying hydrated day and night is just good in general. It's easy to ignore when you're outdoors in the cold weather. You don't think about it as much as you do in the hot weather. Once you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated, so it's important to consume your water frequently enough that you don't get that thirsty feeling. Because at that point, like I said a moment ago, you're already dehydrated, whether it's summer or winter. It doesn't matter. Eye protection. Especially if there's snow. Being snowblind is no fun thing, no pleasant thing to deal with. I recall seeing the one of the films where people, these men escaped a Russian prisoner camp, and they made snow goggles out of strips of bark where there was a tiny little slit for them to look through to cut down the light coming through to their eyes. I believe the American Indians have done the same thing. Eskimos have made similar devices so they wouldn't go snow blind. And dealing with the brilliance of the snow of the sun reflecting off the snow. And it can be dazzling. Here's a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of November. I'm about to tell you what, in my opinion, is the finest pair of boots a human being could put on their feet when it comes to being outdoors in the wintertime, in the summertime, doing vigorous activities, walking patrol, whatever it might be. Made by Danner, D-A-N-N-E-R. Everything Danner makes is excellent. On one hand. On the other, my favorite Danner boot is their Fort Lewis. Fort Lewis. Also, the nickname is Go Devil Boots. First time I put my pair on my feet were saying, thank you, thank you. It was an amazing experience just to put them on before I even walked around. I've got the insulated kind, and I love my Danner Fort Lewis boots. And if you get yourself a pair and you get the proper size and some merino wool socks to go with them, I have a high level of confidence that you'll feel the same way. I've had mine, I guess, let's see, about 14, 15 years now. And they're in perfect condition, ready for immediate use. Great boots. Okay. There's no substitute for dealing with cold weather. No substitute for being outdoors and doing it. Packing up a backpack for a three-day jaunt into the woods when it's going to be around zero, maybe below zero. Knowing that once you walk into those woods, everything that you need better be with you. Food, water, shelter, and so forth. Maybe a communications device or devices, plural. Whatever weapons you may bring with you. All those things. It's a lot of thought goes into being able to do that and being more or less comfortable. Any fool can go out in the woods and be miserable. That takes no talent at all. Trust me, it takes no talent, no knowledge, no expertise to go out in the woods and be uncomfortable. But to go out into the bush when it's zero and below for several days at a time and be more or less comfortable, you're not going to be completely comfortable, obviously, but not to where it feels like a hardship, not to where it feels like you can't wait for it to end. That takes some planning. It does. And the right equipment for you and your particular mission that you're on. You should be ready to customize your equipment for any given assignment that you get, any given mission that you get, whether it's a recreational matter that you're dealing with or training or a real-world situation. So you got to have the right equipment and be sure and test it first. The first time you try out a piece of equipment should not be when you're depending on it to perform the way you expect it to perform. That may end up being very disappointing. We got a top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. Leon Green should be with us, and we have our new feature on Tuesdays, which will be our essential oil of the week, and we'll talk to Leon about that. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.